Welcome to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Sound Transit, reminding all fans to stay aware and play it safe whenever around train tracks. The Sounders FC Postmatch Show starts now.
Well, there was hope, but as they say, it's the hope that kills you. And for the Sounders tonight, it is a loss in the League's Cup final. 3-1 is the final score for the Sounders against Club Leon tonight at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. An outstanding traveling fans, a group of traveling fans who made it down there to Allegiant Field. Announced crowd of almost 25,000. So many incredible fans. You know, whether you're listening to this live from Vegas or you're here in Seattle or whether you're listening to, you know, on the podcast tomorrow, a round of applause to the fantastic travel fans who made it down there to Vegas. Your voice was heard. Absolutely. We all heard you. But unfortunately, it is a Sounders loss, and Club Leon gets to raise the first ever League's Cup trophy. To quickly go over what happened in this game, it was at the start of the second half that Seattle continued to look so good. A goal by Christian Roldan in the 48th minute, and then come the massive changes for Club Leon. 2 minutes before their first goal, they make a triple sub. Then they get their first goal by their leading goal scorer in the 61st minute. There is also a penalty from Shane O'Neill in the 81st minute that Mena scores, and then it is a final goal in the 85th minute for Club Leon. It's actually a 3-2 final. Excuse me. It's not 3-1. It is 3-2. Nico Benezet scores a goal that is deflected for Seattle. It's just too little too late for the Sounders here in the loss. My name is Jackson Feltz. I have Pete Fewing, a Seattle University head coach, by my side here. We're here for the next hour or so. As we break it down, we're going to hear for some players. We're going to hear from head coach Brian Schmetzer. There's a lot to get to here over the next half hour. It's not going to be a lot of fun, but we're going to try to break it all down. Pete, let's just start with your opening thoughts on what is a disappointing result here tonight in the League's Cup final.
Well, the first half was a little cagey. Both teams feeling each other out, trying to figure out, you know, where they were going to find opportunities and success. And then the second half came out. Seattle, from 45 to 60 minutes, had Leon pinned in. And as you mentioned, the three substitutes really made a huge change. But Seattle had Leon on their heels. They get a great goal. It was a great ball from Rui Diaz. Madronda gets on the end of it, cuts it back. Christian makes a really good run, hits it very well, right into the back of the net. And then Seattle had a couple chances right after that. Rui Diaz had a one-on-one, two-on-one with Roldan. He played it in the 55th minute, just behind him. In the 48th minute, Christian Roldan had a great ball. So a minute right after they scored, Christian Roldan has a great ball to Rui Diaz. Excuse me, in the 56th minute, Rui Diaz off the post. That makes it 2-0 right there. And it could have been 3. And then, I'll tell you what, these teams from Liga MX are very, very talented. The substitutions were made. Villa comes in, Hernandez comes in, Gigliotti comes in, and all of a sudden, it's like a switch is flipped. And so for the next 10 minutes, it's all Leon, and they've got Seattle on their heels. The penalty kick was just. The goal was an outstanding goal, just quality. An overlapping run for Hernandez. He gets the ball to the back post. Amena, 61st minute, he puts it in. PK in the 80th minute, and then the one that really closed it out. Yes, Seattle got the second goal, but Gigliotti's goal, just a giveaway from Arriaga. So yeah, some self-inflicted wounds, you know, that Seattle just couldn't avoid, should have avoided, didn't avoid, yeah. And Leon takes advantage of it. And the hard part is that, you know, you heard Casey Keller just say that, you know, they talk about the gap between the two leagues, and the gap has closed, but this is one of those points of proof that it's closed significantly, right? And I feel bad for Brian Schmetzer, his staff, their team, because they really wanted to win this game for the whole league. And Leon shows its class when it needs to. And then they're very good at managing the game. Once they get their second goal and they're up 2-1, then there's fouls and there's sitting down and all these things to disjoint the flow of the game for the Sounders. And so you got to tip your hat to Leon for figuring out how to make it happen. But honestly, Jackson, it was as if they flipped a switch. They made these three key subs, and the game spun toward them. Seattle did get back into the game. The game ebbed and flowed back and forth. But Leone got the most.
That's exactly right. And I think it's that's the point to talk about here. And, you know, I start with, you know, the comment about hope. And I, listen, I'm not going to proclaim myself to be any Club Leone expert. I honestly look at their starting lineup. We saw it. It's about 6 p.m. I looked at that and I said, cool. I don't know who these people are. I am not a Liga MX aficionado. I'm sorry. I'm just not. So when I looked at that, and I'm not sure about you, but when I looked at that, you know, I'm kind of thinking, all right, you know, I was under the impression they're going for it, so I'm guessing it's their best team. They bring on what is, I believe, their leading scorer, and, you know, we saw they completely changed the game there. I mean, I sort of feel like we talked about this in the Santos Laguna game a little bit when it was 0-0 at the half. You know, did Santos Laguna lull Seattle into a false sense of security? Because then Santos Laguna started that second half and they came out on fire. Seattle weathered the storm. They got the late goal to get the 1-0 win there. In not an exact case, but in a sort of similar case, Club Leon sort of, they Sounders were the better team in the first half. I think we can unequivocally say overall, the total picture, the Sounders were the better team in the first half. But what happened was Club Leon brings on their three different players, and clearly it was an added dimension. I'm not sure if those three players were sort of, you know, the equivalent of your Rui Diaz and Joao Paulo and your Yamar Gomez Andrade, three excellent players who changed the entire way that the game is played, you know, a Christian Roldan. But clearly, Pete, those were three players that the whole strategy, maybe it was, get us to 60, we'll bring you in, and then we'll flip the switch. Just keep us close. Maybe we're down a goal. Maybe we're tied. Keep us close. Maybe that was the strategy. And if it was, credit to Club Leon and credit to their head coach, because it worked. It's just frustrating that the Sounders couldn't capitalize. And I sent a tweet out, you know, that 79% of my brain right now is full of Raul Ruiz Diaz going off the post in the 56th minute, because if it's 2-0, but they keep it to 1-0, and then, yeah, exactly, that game completely changes when they bring in those three players, whether they're superstars or not. Those three players changed everything.
Well, Mena, like Ruiz Diaz is just a tremendous player. He's an Ecuadorian national team player. He scored goals for a club and country, and his class was evident. He, frankly, almost had the hat trick. Stefan Fry, he stripped Arriaga of the ball, and Fry made a good point-blank save that was followed up by Gigliotti, who put it in. But You're right, the subs, I think that, to your point, I think that was evident that was the plan, and They ratcheted it up a notch. Mena wasn't one of the subs. He started the game on the right side.
Right.
But they, again, yeah, you're right. You got to give them credit because they did weather the storm. But here's the deal. Like Santa Laguna, Seattle put the chance away late, right?
Right.
And you have to finish your chances. The one that goes off the post, great opportunity. You can't fault the cross. You can't fault the strike on the ball from Rui Diaz. But it's a funny game, isn't it? Because, you know, you have chances. Alex Roldan in the first half whistles one over the crossbar, maybe by 6 inches. Freddy Montero side netting, right?
Pete,
outside.
Hold that thought. Brian Schmetzer sitting down for the press conference right now. Craig, if we can, let's bring that up and hear from the Sounders FC head coach.
Coach, as a starting question, if you could just give us your thoughts on the match. Obviously, you took an early lead, and then they came back with three goals. You had a shot at the end there. Your general observations?
Well, I thought it was an entertaining match, probably for a lot of fans. I think the showcase of, you know, the two teams was good. You know, after we scored, I think we just needed to do a better job of trying to close out the game with a little bit better possession. I have to see the play that led to, you know, the 1-1. You know, did we give the ball away? How did we recover? You know, and then you give a PK, you know, that happens. And then the third one, just an individual mistake as you're trying to press for the game. I mean, normally we're a pretty good team about not giving things away. And, you know, certainly against a quality team like Leon, they're a very, very good soccer team, and you can't give them anything. So, you know, it didn't work out for us tonight, but I'm proud of the effort we showed to get back 3-2. And then, of course, Raul at the end. I mean, who knows? You know, that was very close, but I always credit my team for never giving up, even at 3-1.
Thank you, Coach. Once again, we remind everyone that if you'd like to ask a question, please raise your hand. There's a button at the bottom of your screen. And let's get started with Jeremiah O'Shan. Jeremiah, floor is yours.
Yeah, Coach, obviously having a cup final in the middle of the season isn't something completely new to you, but how do you balance the emotions of coming off, I would imagine, a dispiriting loss and having knowing you have to just sort of get back on the horse this weekend?
Well, I mean, Jeremiah, we have to. That's life. There's no, you know, yeah, the guys are gutted in that locker room. Yes, they are tired. They're emotionally drained. But it's also a resilient group. So we will regroup. We have to regroup. We understand where Sporting KC is in the standings. So we'll, you know, get this game. We'll try and push past it. And we still have some very important business to take care of, you know, trying to finish as high as we can, you know, to get the best playoff seating that we can.
Let's go to Masvita Maraire. I hope I got that pronunciation right.
Yeah, you did. Thank you. Hey, Brian, in terms of trying to get possession, was it something that they did, or were you guys just unable to kind of create space for you to hold on to the ball?
You're talking about after we went up 1-0?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, look, even in the first half, we had good spells of possession, and there were other times we gave the ball away or they made a defensive play. I don't think there was any one thing specific. You know, just again, it was just two good teams going after each other, and you know, you got to make plays. That's what we keep saying. You know, we actually had a chance to go up after 1-0. We had a couple chances to go ahead, maybe even further, push the score line, you know, but it didn't happen for us tonight.
All right, we're going to go ahead and continue with, before we do, a reminder again, please raise your hand at the bottom of the screen if you have additional questions. And the next question goes to Jada Evans.
Thank you. Coach, I wanted to ask, they made three substitutions and wanted to see your opinion as far as it seemed like that changed the complexion of the game. So what were you trying to maybe tell your team after the three subs?
Teams do that all the time, Jada. I mean, yeah, they were down a goal, so they had to make those subs. It didn't change how we approached the game at all.
All right, folks. Looks like we have no more hands up. So, there we go. Jeremiah, O'Shan, and Jada have another question. So we'll go ahead and continue here. To the last three questions, we're going to go with Mickey Turner first, then Jeremiah, then Jada. So, Mickey, you are on.
Can you hear me? Sorry, it's pretty loud in here. Can you hear me, Coach?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Coach, what did you – you talked a little bit about not being able to take advantage of a few opportunities there that would have maybe pushed it. Was that were you just – was it just kind of one of those things, or was there something you just weren't able to finish on the day, or the players just weren't able to finish on the day?
No, I mean, look, at 1-0, I think we're a good enough defensive team to close the game out. At 1-0, I thought there was a couple opportunities, a set piece, a couple of half chances, maybe the final pass, the decision on the final pass, you know, but I never micromanage the decisions that the players make on the field. I mean, my job is to give them the tools to be successful. So it wasn't anything specific, Mickey.
All right, let's go to Jeremiah O'Shan next.
Yeah, you know, through 60 minutes or so, it seemed like you were managing the game well. You were, you know, even looking like the better team, I thought. What did you feel like really changed after the, you know, after that triple sub?
Well, they scored a goal. I mean, that goals change games. You gave them a boost. You gave them momentum. Again, I'd have to look at that play to find out exactly, you know, where it broke down, how it broke down. But goals change games, and they got a little swing of momentum, and then the penalty came, and, you know, then the final goal. So had Raul scored, you know, after JP's deflected goal or, you know, whatever, had Raul scored at the very end of the death, we would have had momentum going into penalty kicks. I mean, it's a game of momentum swings with in our sport, in many different sports. You know, one team gets a momentum and the other team has to climb back out of the hole. I think it's that. Jeremiah, I'll never second guess the effort that that group of players put in to this game, to this competition. I think part of the reason why we are such a proud and strong franchise is because we do take these games very seriously. And so sometimes, yes, to your earlier question, some of the emotion after a tough loss like this, it's hard to describe and it's hard to handle. But again, you know, just by default, we have to get back up on the horse and get ready for a, you know, stretch of games to close out our regular season.
All right, let's go back to Jada.
Thank you. Coach, I just wanted to, you know, kind of on what you're just saying, if you can, as quickly as this is, kind of assess the way that you guys did perform, though, in these tournaments or in the, yeah, in these Leagues Cup games. And then the other question was your decision to start Jimmy over Brad. Was that tactical or Jimmy seems to have been playing really well lately, so, or was it that reason? Or did Brad even have an issue with his, with that?
Brad didn't have any issue. My setup with the team, you know, those guys have been very interchangeable. Both Brad and Jimmy are tremendous players. They each have a different skill set. I just thought for this particular skill set, Jimmy would be do well to start. And then if the game opened up in the second half, we could use Brad's speed in the second half. As far as our performance in this Leagues Cup, I'm very proud of that team in there. Tigres is a very, very good team. Santos Lagunas is a very good team. And we fell one goal short to another very good Mexican team in Leon. So I am very proud of the way the players performed in this particular competition.
And we are going to close out with Jackson Feltz. Jackson, you're on.
Hey, Coach. Yeah, looking at, you just spoke a couple of seconds ago about the emotions. How do you go about molding those emotions into motivation now going forward into the regular season and then MLS playoffs a little bit later on? How do you turn that around as a positive for your guys?
Well, if you're a guy that hates to lose, then there's enough emotion right there to get you to perform better, work harder, work smarter. So a lot of those guys in there hate to lose. So I would say that a lot of it comes internally from them. Obviously, we'll do our jobs as coaches and give them the messages that we feel they need, whether it's a arm around the shoulder or a reality of it ain't going to get any easier. But we'll give them those messages and they'll be fine.
All right. Thank you so much, Coach. Have a great travel back to Seattle.
Thank you, everybody.
That is Seattle Sounders head coach Brian Schmetzer there. Good to hear from his press conference. And the question that I just asked Brian about turning that, you know, disappointment and that frustration that came with tonight's 3-2 loss to Club Leon in the Leagues Cup final, how do you turn that then into that motivation? I have somebody who not only knows Brian Schmetzer personally, but also is a head coach, Pete Fewing, and I'm going to ask that question to him here in just a few minutes. Sounders falling in the Leagues Cup final, 3-2 is the final score. Sounder fans, even the greatest athletes, make sure to take the time to catch up with their friends over at Michelob Ultra, because they know that the joy is the whole game, not the end game. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. I'm going to go have a couple Michelob Ultras after we get off the air tonight. But for right now, we will take a break. We'll come back and continue talking about this game. Unfortunately, it is a Sounders loss in the Leagues Cup final, 3-2 to Club Leon. More next on the postgame show on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Well, welcome back to the Sounders FC postgame show. It's a 3-2 loss for your Sounders in the Leagues Cup final over Club Leon. It is a goal from Christian Roldan and a goal from Nicolas Benazé that was deflected. And then Raul Ruiz Diaz had a shot in the 95th minute that just went wide left. And that was a really fantastic chance for the Sounders to equalize and make it 3-3 inexplicably. Unfortunately, it does go wide, and it is a 3-2 final. It is time for today's Emerald Queen Casino play of the match. And there was a fantastic link-up between Raul Ruiz Diaz, Jimmy Madronda, and then to Christian Roldan for the first goal of the game.
Edge of the penalty here, still Ruiz Diaz. Now he tries that little ball in behind for Madranda. Good position here to get that cross in. Towards the near post, Christian Roldan! And the Sounders have taken the lead! Super football from Madranda out wide. Christian Roldan stole a yard on the defender. And the Sounders have the perfect start to this second half. 1-0.
Well, the play of the match is presented by Emerald Queen Casino, the betting capital of the Northwest. There was hope after that goal. There was great hope. But as I said before, and as the AFC Richmond line says, it's the hope that kills you. And unfortunately, the Sounders are not able to get a 2-0 lead. Raul Ruiz Diaz shot off the post in the 56th minute. And then Club Leon has that triple sub, as Pete and I talked about. And we welcome him back in, Pete Fewing. My name is Jackson Feltz for the postgame show. And Pete, just finished there with Brian Schmitzer that previous segment, and I asked him there at the end about turning this disappointment and this frustration into motivation, because it's such a funny thing. You know, this is a cup final, and then here we go, Sunday, Sporting Kansas City here at Lumen Field, back in a Western Conference battle in an MLS regular season. How do you, A, turn the frustration and disappointment into motivation, and B, get your guys back up after a cup final for right back in the middle of a regular season? How do you do both those things?
Well, professional soccer around the world is like this. There's different competitions within the season. You got to focus on the one that's at hand. This one, when they leave Las Vegas, they leave this thing behind them, and they've got 3 full days.
So you're saying what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
That's a good line.
How
we can use
that.
That's right. Well said. Yes. I think that's what they're going to have to do. And you know, they've got all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday to get ready for a mid-afternoon game with Sporting Kansas City here. That's great that it's here. But they're ahead of us in the table. And you know, it's one of those things where you look at it and you say, we're in the same. It's funny, the last 3 games, I've been able to equate this to what we're doing with Seattle U.
Really?
We had a game with the University of Portland on a Friday night, and we lost 3-2, but then we got Washington on Monday, right? And so we got to turn around and get ready for that one. Well, now, and unfortunately, we lost that one in overtime, right? 2-1. Well, we go to Grand Canyon, and Grand Canyon is very good, and they're ranked. They're 5th in the RPI right now. So we've got to throw these emotional wins behind us, as the Sounders do. They want this. They want this trophy badly because it's a new trophy,
yeah,
right? They've got MLS. They've got Supporters Shield. They've got U.S. Open Cups, but they don't have a trophy like this that pits the two leagues together. It's important for the club. It's important for the league. So, yeah, there's big disappointment, but the reality is they're playing the team that's ahead of them in the standings.
So what's the messaging?
The message is, hey, we got to take care of our bodies. We've got Sporting Kansas City. They're ahead of us in the table. We want to jump back ahead of them. Seattle has 1 game in hand over Kansas City. They've got 46 points. Seattle has 45, but they got to get ready for Sporting Kansas City. And, you know, the good news is they're playing a team of that caliber, because you get up for certain teams a little more, right? If you're going to play maybe right now, RSL maybe, or a Vancouver, those games aren't as impactful as this one with Peter Vermees and his Sporting Kansas City team. So, you know, they have to put it behind him. And Brian says it, these guys are competitors, right?
Right.
And they're professionals, so they will put it behind him. The good news, you know, it's not a long flight home. I bet they come home tonight from Vegas, and they wake up the next day, and it's getting ready for Sporting Kansas City. There's a lot to be played in the MLS. Is it disappointing? But there's really no time in this league,
no,
just like around the world in the EPL, right, for teams to mourn these kind of losses.
So you don't want to make it bigger than it is. Treat it like a normal midweek loss in terms of the messaging. Is kind of where I'm kind of hearing this. Treat it like a normal game. Say, all right, guys, You lost midweek. Let's go back at it. Huge match this Sunday, and you don't, as a coach, you don't make it out to be what I and what, you know, hundreds of traveling fans are making it out to be, which is that a major cup loss. You don't put that in their heads at all.
No, not at all. No. You've got to move on. You don't even talk about it. You know, the coaches will talk about it. The coaches will look at game film. The coaches will look at, you know, could we have done this here? Or, you know, and they might bring Arriaga in and say, hey, you can't dribble out of the back like that. You know, or Shane, yeah, when you tackled, was your footing right? You know, did you have your feet correct, right? So there might be some of that, but no, they are full steam ahead to Sporting Kansas City Friday, 4 o'clock.
You mentioned there the tackle from Shane O'Neill that leads to the penalty kick, and in case you're just joining us, Seattle Sounders lose the League's Cup final, 3-2 the final score. Christian Roldan scores in the 48th. Nicholas Benitez gets a goal in the 92nd, but you have a triple sub by Club Lyon in about the 59th minute. That leads to goals in the 61st minute. It leads to another goal, as we're here at Lumen Field, in a plane flying low head overhead here. Cole in the 81st minute for a penalty kick, which we'll get to here in just a moment, as I mentioned. And then you have another goal. Javier Arriaga tries to dribble out of the back, and it is taken away. It's put in the back of the net, and that leads to a 3-1 lead for Club Lyon at that point. But you look at it, and it's a mistake by Shane O'Neill in the 81st, and it's a mistake by Arriaga there in the 85th. And you look at the Sounders bench, and Nuhu is, and he doesn't appear, and, you know, it doesn't appear that Nuhu was fit enough to play, you would think, just based on the fact that he doesn't see the field. But oh, how much of a difference having Nuhu at left center back would have been.
Well, and that's what you deal with, you know, professional sports. You're not going to have your first team choice. We don't have Nico Ladero at this moment. You know, I'm going to give a shout-out to another broadcaster, Chuck Nelson, right? A good friend, and he's always texting me during these games with his opinions, and he said exactly what you said. He didn't think that Nuhu would make do that, you know, make that foul. So, and enough, you know, Shane O'Neill has done very well for the Seattle Sounders, it doesn't come down to one play or one player that takes this loss. You win as a group, you lose as a group, right? But, Nuhu, in that situation, because of his athleticism, because of his quickness, he is, Brian has said for years, I've asked him candidly, because Nuhu is really fun to watch, right? Because he's unpredictable.
Well,
he's unpredictable. He's gotten so much better, and he is a fun player to watch. But Brian has always said he's one of the best one-on-one defenders in the league, and he doesn't cause those kind of fouls. He's physically very strong. He's very quick. He moves his feet very well. Again, we can't throw it all on Shane O'Neill because it is what it is.
Right.
Mena is a tremendous player.
Yes.
The Ecuadorian international. I mean, he makes players make mistakes. He causes players, and it can be just a little drop of the shoulder that you think he's going straight to the end line, but instead he's cutting in, and now you're clattering into him. So,
right.
Yeah, but Nuhu could have been helpful. Nico could have been helpful. I'm sure Lyon has some players that they would have liked to have had in this game. It is what it is. But you go back to after that first goal, and Coach Schmetzer said it on the press conference there were other chances. And the one, you know, right after the one off the post in the 56th minute, had that gone in, right? I mean, Seattle had chances, but that's the game. Lyon had chances as well. Right before the half, just in the 44th minute, there was a header at the back post that just went wide. So, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And what do they say? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. I mean, or the game would be 7-8 in somebody's favor for today. That's the beauty of this game. I mean, there are no guarantees when you step out on the field. Again, the tough part, the team will put it behind them. Coaches will put it behind them. But you wanted this one because it was a new cup.
Yeah.
A new cup for the trophy case. Something to add to the folklore of the club. There's a lot of trophies that they have had through their long history. And this would have been a great one. And the MLS is trying to be one of the top five leagues around the world.
Yeah.
That's one of their mission statements. Yeah. That's one of their goals. And this would have been something to add to that argument.
And I think, and that's kind of where the frustration comes in, is because there was such hope, you know, when you go on the lead and then Raul was so close to making it 2-0. And, you know, I'm an emotional fan.
Every single person, I can tell you,
I mean, I am right here. It's funny, during that first half here, to take you kind of behind the scenes, we're at Lumen Field. It's kind of cool. It's an eerie setting here at Lumen Field. There's nobody in the building except for us and our engineer, Lloyd. And we're kind of sitting here in this empty, dark Lumen Lumen Field. And I mean, we're just watching, you know, the game on the monitor here, and my legs are shaking, and I'm kind of freaking out here, and I'm kind of just like, you know, just clicking my pen over and over and over again. And I turn to you, Pete, and I in the first half, and I go, I'm pumped up for this, like it's truly like an MLS Cup sort of a thing. And yeah, this, and it goes to the exact point that you just made, which is that, oh boy, this is, people, somebody's going to slap me for this. If the Sounders were, if the Sounders had just won that game, and if they had gone a 2-0 lead, maybe they win it 3-2, maybe they win it 2-1, whatever. If they had won that game, and I know I hate even saying it, but it's true. If they won that game, what it does is it tells, not only here in North America, it tells, I think, the world, here comes MLS. Because they've been hunting down and they've been catching up to League MX for so many years, and their premier team, and we talked about it now, you know, for a couple weeks leading up to this game, that is the premier Major League Soccer team in the Seattle Sounders that just went and beat a monster of a team in Club Leon. Suddenly, MLS has a totally different global outlook, perhaps, if the Sounders, and that's what's frustrating about this, is because that was on the line. And maybe people, you know, who haven't watched the match and didn't watch this 3-2 game will look at it and say, boy, 3-2, yeah, Sounders gave them a run for their money. Sounders, yeah. Hopefully that is the case. And hopefully take a look at it and people say, yeah, but the Sounders, boy, they looked good in that game, and you know, they nearly won that thing. And hopefully this is another step forward for Major League Soccer, despite the Sounders losing. But that's what really is frustrating for me is that this could have been the next jumping off point for Major League Soccer onto the global landscape, and it was so close to. I mean, it's a post away from happening. If it's 2-0, who knows how this game looks for the last 30 minutes?
Well, players want to go to clubs that win, right?
Exactly.
Players want to go to clubs that win, and then. And then we are competing for players that are going to pick between Liga MX and the MLS on occasion. Maybe not every single player like that. And players in Liga MX might be saying they want to come and play in the MLS. So this would have been, you know, a feather in the cap in those two regards. You know, I remember hearing a story about Diego Valeri, and he said, hey, why did... why'd you want to come and play for the Portland Timbers? And he said, well, you know, I've been carjacked 3 times in Argentina, right? It wasn't, and he said, I wanted to raise my children in a different, in the United States. So people, you know, it's a destination for many people, not everyone, but it's a destination for many, but this would have been another point that people could say, hey, well, you look and the two leagues, the gap is closer. That would mean that more players might be willing to come to the MLS.
Exactly.
You know, in the old days, a lot of players, it was a retirement league. It's becoming less of a retirement league. And this would have been another thing that would have helped toward that. And, you know, there's money on the line in this one. There's a prize money for, you know, first and second place on this. So that could have helped. You, again, these players don't say, gosh, I'm going to go to Seattle and I'll get paid $300,000, or I could stay in Mexico and make $800,000. They're staying in Mexico for the money.
Right.
We all get that. It's a business, right? But if that elevates the league, if that elevates the club, that's going to make it more attractive to get better players here.
Well, the Sounders do fall 3-2. Sorry, you know, for giving you that audacious vision of what could have been, but the Sounders do fall 3-2 in the League's Cup final. We've been talking about how the Sounders are playing Sporting Kansas City. That's actually on the road, by the way, in KC. So an interesting question of if the Sounders will stay on the road and go straight to KC, or if they'll come back here. I would think they do come back here and spend a little bit of time, get home, get the minds right. But it's an interesting question. Maybe we look ahead a little bit to what they have to turn around and what they could do here coming up on Sunday against Sporting Kansas City. I will tell you, Sounder fans, Sound Transit would like to remind everyone to obey all signs and signals when around train tracks. Light rail stations are quiet. Light rail trains, excuse me, are quiet, and they come in both directions. So stay aware and play it safe. We mentioned about Sporting Kansas City coming up on Sunday. In terms of the next home match, which we got a little bit of ahead of ourselves on, the Rave Green return to Lumen Field on Sunday, October 3rd for a clash with the Colorado Rapids. Don't miss your chance to catch Sounders FC take on one of the top clubs in the Western Conference. Get your tickets to the 7 p.m. contest by visiting soundersfc.com/tickets. The 2021 Sounders FC season is presented by Primera Blue Cross. Primera Blue Cross, always in your corner. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up the show by looking ahead to Sporting Kansas City on Sunday. Sounders falling in the League's Cup tonight, 3-2 to Club Leon.
one in the final. More next on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Seattle Sounders falling in the League's Cup final. Final score 3-2 as the teams were playing at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. A fantastic crowd of traveling fans there for Sounder fans down in Las Vegas. Stay safe. Safe travels, everybody. Thank you for representing the Sounders well, being loud. We could absolutely hear you on the broadcast, but the Sounders do ultimately fall 3-2. And now, this Sunday, I turn right back around from a Cup final loss into back to MLS play. And this Sunday, September 26th, your Seattle Sounders returning to MLS play with a critical match here against current Western Conference leader Sporting Kansas City. They're 1 point above Seattle. Seattle has a game in hand. You can watch the 4 p.m. road contest on FS1, on Fox Deportes. You can listen in Spanish language on LRA 1360. But I encourage you to listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sunday's broadcast is presented by El Jimador Tequila, 100% good vibes, 100% agave. Drink responsibly. So, Pete Fewing, I want to ask you for our final question tonight. You know, we don't sure about how the travel is going to work here. They're playing today, of course, on Wednesday in Vegas. Do you come back to Seattle? Do you go onward to KC? How do you play that? And then, in addition to that, you know, we talked about how this may be to the coaching staff's benefit that you're playing such a great team in Sporting Kansas City rather than, say, a bottom dweller in the league. So you know, it's a multi-part question there, but I'd love you to address both.
Well, if you've got a chartered flight, you come home and you rest up, and if you've got a chartered flight down, you're good to go, right? Because those are, it might sound silly, but it does make a big difference. We don't drive to Gonzaga anymore. We fly to Gonzaga. And if you are flying out of Boeing Field, you get there half hour before, maybe an hour before, and you're up and you're out. If you've got to go through the rigmaroles of, you know, parking and all that, and getting through security, then it's a little bit different. So if they're chartering back and to Kansas City, then yeah, I would say that they would come and
does one help the help players kind of get over this easier, coming home or staying on the road?
Well, it's just more convenient. You're not having to, you sort of can get your mind completely focused on or resting. It's a lot easier on a charter. It's nice and quiet, and you're not trying to please everybody. It's a little different. It's a nice way to travel for sure. And Adrian takes good care of his team, and he does it in these situations. You know, the league has a requirement to do a certain amount of games. It used to be much less. It used to be like 4, 5, 6,
right,
something like that. Now,
and you think for the League's Cup, they may help.
For the League's Cup, and again, it's a quick flight. It's a 2-hour flight with Vegas. So anyway, take care of that, and then I would think they would go down the day before for Kansas City, not 2 days before, with the idea they get a couple more days at home,
right,
and get back on track. They also are excellent when they get on the road. I imagine most professional teams are, but the Sounders, with, you know, look at their history and their success. When they get on the road, there's a culture with the meals, with, you know, how the players behave. Nico's walking around the whole time drinking his Mata, right? And they get locked in and get ready for the next one. But this one is such a big game, they're not going to look past it. They have enough time to recover.
You're absolutely right. And that's Sporting Kansas City on the road, 4 o'clock. That's when our broadcast will begin, 4 o'clock. Kickoff shortly afterwards. So join us on Sunday at 4 o'clock for Sounders and Sporting Kansas City. Want to quickly thank everybody with the broadcast. Lloyd here in Lumen Field. Craig back in the studio. Pete Fewing making it so easy on me. My name is Jackson Phelps. Thank you so much for listening. Unfortunately, it is a loss for the Seattle Sounders in the League's Cup final tonight. 3-2, just, you get a goal from Benazee late, but it's just too little, and the Sounders not able to overcome those three goals from Leon. 3-2 is the final in the League's Cup, but Sporting Kansas City coming up here this Sunday at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to you then. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Chuck and Buck tomorrow at 6 a.m. Appreciate you listening in tonight.
You've been listening to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Body Armor, the official sports drink of your Seattle Sounders. With potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor has the hydration you need. And by Michelob Ultra, 95 calories and 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Tune in this Sunday, September 26th at 4 p.m. when your Seattle Sounders return to MLS regular season play against Sporting Kansas City.